Okay, gentlemen, we are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The last thing we discussed was a discussion about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that an egg, which is that an egg which is laid on Yom Tov, the Gemara was wondering if a solid, which is generated on Yom Tov and separates from another solid body, is different from a liquid which separates from a solid body. Right, according to opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we saw different answers for maybe it is during the brisos and different options to solve it. Okay, and Gemara says Meisiv, and this is a really question on all of the Amoraim who thought the Yisra was only Darabonon. Echad Beitzah Shenolde B'Shabbos ve'Echad Beitzah Shenolde B'Yom Tov. Whether the egg was laid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, Ein Metalton Leisah Leilechaseis. Basically, we shouldn't move it to put it on top of an implement of some sort. Not to lead it against the leg of a bed, and I'm not really certain why someone would do that. However, you can put a kli on top of it so that it will not break to protect it. And if we're not sure whether it was, and I'm going to interpret the brisa in simple, it's in simple meaning at the moment, although that'll be questioned soon. And if we're not sure if it was laid on Yom Tov Shabbos or if it was laid on Chol, it'll be Aser Misaf. Like, he'll be forgiven because of a doubt. Ve'imnis Arava Be'elef, and if it got mixed up with 1,000 eggs that we're sure are really permitted, Kulan Asuras, they all become Aser. It's not Botel. It cannot be disregarded. We cannot disregard the presence of this Aser egg and allow you to eat the 1,000 kosher eggs on the assumption that any egg you're eating is really going to be kosher. This makes a lot of sense according to the opinion of Rabbah, because Rabbah says that an egg which was born on Yom Tov is really a gzeira because of an egg that was born on, that was laid on Sunday, which means it probably grew on Shabbos, which means that the Shabbos participated in getting ready for the Yom Tov, which is an Eser Da'oraisa. Therefore, the egg is really Eser until Shabbos goes out, min ha-Torah. Right, therefore, since the Safik on a Doraisa, right, will be machmir, will be stringent in the case of this doubt, and we'll say that the egg is Aser. V'chol Safik Doraisa Chomra, because any Safik on a Doraisa is, we're going to be machmir, we're going to be stringent. Ela l'Rav Yosef l'Rav Yitzchok de'amri mishum k'zeira Safik Darabanan Yitzchok chol Safik Darabanan l'kula. Says the Gemara, however, for Rabbi Yitzchok and Rav Yosef, who suggested that it was a k'zeira Darabanan, either an extension of the k'zeira on drinking fruit juice which came out of the fruit on its own, or on eating a fruit which fell off the tree on its own, then really the egg should be aser. Then really the egg should be mutter in case of safek, because usually on sfeikos, on doubts, on darabonan issues, we are lenient. So Gemara says, Sefer asan safek strefa. The end of the brisa is really talking not about a safek about whether it was born on laid on Yom Tov Shabbos. It's talking about a safek of whether it was laid by a hen who is a trefa. A trefa is an animal which contains signs that show that it will die within the next year. If a trefa hen lays an egg, then an egg is also forbidden, because we assume that whatever comes out of an aser object, whatever is extruded by an aser object, is itself aser. Now, in that case, an egg which is laid by a trefa hen will itself aser mishum trefa mi da'oraisa. Right, so therefore, if you think that the iser of an egg which was laid on Yom Tov is only darabanan, it's only an extension of the gzeira on fruit coming out of fruit juice coming out of a fruit, or on fruit falling off a tree, then you're going to end up having to say that this is because of safek trefa. It says the Gemara. Yeah, if that was true, Ema Sefer Nisarvel Kol Nazaros. If that's true, then we should get to really the last comment in the Brisa, which is also problematic from this perspective. If it got mixed up with 1,000 mutter eggs, then they should all be forbidden. The Gemara is wondering why. E Amaras Bishlama Safik Yom Tov Safik Alayv Darashish Matirin Vechol Darashim Shavatirin Mafil Be'el Chloe Batel. If we were talking about an egg, if we were talking about a doubt about whether the egg was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, That would mean that this the Issa would disappear when Shabbos Yom Tov goes out in its chol. And therefore, right, it's one of these cases where you only have to wait a little bit and the Issa will become mutter. In a case where you only have to wait a little bit and the Issa will become mutter, we usually tell someone not to rely on bittul. Don't rely on bittul. Don't assume that you can just use this, basically a halachic workaround which really allows you to eat treif. Rather, you know, just wait a few minutes and it'll become mutter. Right? However, right? Ella, Iyamra Safik Treifa Darsha, Ein Lamaterian Halutif Til Baruba. However, if you think it's really a Safik Treifa, then an egg which is a Treifa will never become Mutter. If it'll never ever become Mutter, then you should assume that it'll become permitted to eat it. Barov, why barov? Because we're talking about entirely discrete objects, right? Different eggs are discrete objects. Therefore, sure, you've gotten them mixed up and you can't tell one egg from the other, but they are discrete objects. Therefore, min haTorah, and we pass them in midarabon, and that was called batel barov. They are assumed to no longer be problematic as soon as you have a majority of them being permitted. Kol shekein, chal v'chomer, in a case where there's 1,000 permitted and only one which is forbidden, right? Vechi seiman, if you were to say beta tashuva vele batla, if you were to say that an egg is an unusually important object, since an egg is quite important, it has importance in of itself, it's not just important as part of, you know, a bunch of eggs, it is individually important, then, well, it says, hanicha lamanda amar, this makes a lot of sense if you say, kol shedarko lemane shanino, that when we assume that Dara Chasha, that the East prohibition of something which is important applies, it implies that anything which is an object which is counted. Ella, however, Lamanda Amar Eshidakim Man Shemnino Maikalamimar, but if you assume that we're talking about things which are habitually counted, not just things which are sometimes counted, then how can you assume that an egg is going to be a Dara Chasha? Sometimes eggs are counted individually and sometimes they're not. This Nana see heaven Mishnah. Misha Yilakavili Tiltan Shokiloi Kara Nidalku Nisaruba Khiroi Svachers Bakhiris Makula Nidalku Dirira Yumer Khan Rim Yalu Bechad Bachasumatsayim. Right? As we have in the Mishnah, if somebody has bundles of flax that grew in an orchard, and since they grew in an orchard, they are what's called kila'i ha-keren. They are kila'i and they are aser behana bin ha-torah. Right? And then some of them got mixed up in another pile of bundles of flax. You don't know which one's which. And then some of those from that second pile of bundles of flax actually got mixed up in a third pile. Right? Anything which is even the most remote safek doubt of a bundle of flax which is kilayim should be burnt. It is all asur b'hana, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And Chaim say, no, you can be mevatel it, you can assume it's batel, you can take advantage of these bundles of flax if there's 200 permitted bundles against one forbidden bundle, because a general shear, a general concept you need to be mevatel to permit forbidden kilayim is 200 to 1. Right? Why? But in general, Rabbi Meir said, "Es shedarkeli manis mikadesh." Anything which is sometimes counted, right, will never become a batel. Will always be forbidden, even if it's mixed up with other things. A chamerim and chamerim say generally say, "Ein mikadesh el shesh dvarim bilad." Chamerim say only 6 things are counted on the list of things that are never batel. Rabbi Kiva adds a 7th. Right, ve'elohen, and these are what they are. Egozi perach, Rebbeinu Bedan. Egozi perach is a type of nuts, and Rebbeinu Bedan is a type of pomegranate. Chavius sumos, that's closed barrels of wine. Right, ve'chilfei teradin, and some sort of green vegetable. Ve'chilchei kruv, and some sort of cabbage. Right, ve'dlas yavonis, and some sort of gourd. Haroi lekila. Rabbi Kiva Moisif. Rabbi Kiva adds a 7th. Right, kikorosh al balabais, bread that was baked at home, not in the bakery. All of these are considered to be forbidden. And they can never, ever be batel. But anything else can be batel, berov. Nothing else is considered to be a davar chashav. Harayla orla, orla, harayla kilaya karen, kilaya karen. And if they're mixed, whichever, from these things that we just list off, some of them can be kilaya karen, and some of them can be orla. Therefore, the ones which are considered to be, which can be orla, will aser even more than 1 in 200, Midin Orla, and the ones that are really can't be Orla, but they can be Kilayim Karen, will aser whatever they are mixed up with as Kilayim HaKerem. Didn't we say this? Didn't we say that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that things that are not necessary, that are only very habitually counted, whereas Rabbi Yish Lakish said anything which is sometimes counted is to be considered Dara Choshev. Therefore, it sounds like Reish Lakish passed in like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan passed in like Chamim. We should pass in like Chamim every Rabbi Meir, and we should pass in like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish. Therefore, we should really pass in Es Shedar Plemonos, only things which are very habitually counted, and therefore eggs sometimes are counted and sometimes are not counted individually. Like they can be counted by a dozen, for example. So this is the Gemara HaNichol Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Meikilu Meimer. So all of this, you could have said it's a Dara Choshev for Reish Lakish. However, for Rabbi Yochanan, if we are talking about eggs of Chatrefa, then why would they not be bottle? Amar of Papa, Papa said, Hi, Tana, Tana, de Litrets, Yesu de Amar, Kosha Davar, Hodar Shavinian, Afil, Videra Bonon, Le Botil, Ve Kosha Kane, Videra Raisa. Our Tana, the Tana who wrote this, Braisa. Is the Tana who spoke of is the Tana who spoke about a litra of Ksios These are figs that were dried out in the field, right? Right, and then you, I suppose, stuck them all together, right, with a mixol, which is a special implement that's designed to do that, right? And you use it to cut off the stalks from the figs, and after that, you trample them in a circular kli, right? And they all stick together and become a gigantic circular block, just like cheese, right? And that's called the gulijvila. Those are called the circles of dried figs. Right? And then when you come to sell them, then you can break them up again. But in the meantime, they're very easy to transfer. Or you can sell them by weight, and the weight that's used is called a litra. Right? Either way, right? So a litra xios is a weight of dried figs that you're going to sell. Right? Damra, who said, and the Tana of litra xios said, in general, anything which can be counted, which is sometimes counted, I feel b'derabanan le batil, v'kol shekein d'oraisa will never be batil, even on an iser d'rabanan. How much more so on an iser d'oraisa? As we say in the Mishnah, litrok tzios, shedera sa al pi igul, v'eino yodea be'eze igula d'dara sa. A litra of tzios, this weight of figs, which you trampled it into a circle, right, as we just discussed, right? And then you don't know which one it was. Al pi chavis, right? Oh, you trampled it on top of the lid of a barrel, and you don't know which barrel lid you trampled it on. Al pi chaveres, on top of a different type of barrel. Chaveres might be a wooden barrel, might be a barrel, a beehive, might be a barrel that goes inside. I don't want to go into what chaveres is now. It's machlok shanim. You don't know which one it was. Rabbi Eliezer said, Roines al Yonos, Kilohen Prudos, Etachdos, Nailos, Esha el Yonos. We will assume that even though we know the Isser, the forbidden litra, is really at the top of a stack, we'll assume that the entire stack adds together to be mevatel this litra. Right, and we're going to continue on this issue, please God, tomorrow after Mincha. Shkoyach, gentlemen.